Well, pinkies. I am back. This is the Faye Driver. As you can tell, we are driving the big pig, the spy car, today. Today is the day that I am forced to go back to work. Wah. I've had the first roughly 2 weeks of December off of work. I had hoped to be getting a lot of things accomplished, but really, none of that really happened. I wanted to be getting ready for some renovations that I wanted to do next year. And I wanted to clean up some storeroom items. But none of that got accomplished. Oh well. So we are going back to work now. I gotta tell you folks, you know, I have to wear a uniform for my work. And after you've been off for 2 weeks and eating pizza and beer, the uniform is a little tough to squeeze into. So, gotta get back to the fucking gym, I guess. So, having dumped myself into my clothes, we are now heading back to work. And what a, I just know it's not gonna be a simple week of work. You know, typically in December, it can be pretty quiet, pretty slow, but I'm going back to deal with the fallout of all of the training that I did before I left our new radio protocols you've heard me talk about. So, and I have some other projects at work that need to be accomplished, so I was, you know how it's nice to go back to work and just relax? I don't think that's going to happen for me. But I do have a job. I should be thankful for that. So I am not complaining. So we heard some somewhat sad news on the Amy and Bay show, Grits to Glitz. Poor Amy lost her good friend and furry or feathered friend, I guess, Georgia the bird. I'm sorry to hear that, Amy. She had a very matter-of-fact response to the death of her bird. Very mature, Amy. I too am one who takes on grief in a matter-of-fact type of a way. But let me just tell you, from one cold-hearted bitch to another, Amy, I feel your pain. I know you claim to not be too upset, but I know that there's a tender spot in there, so I'm feeling for you. Have you heard Larry Vader on the BFO? Like, the guy has got to start up his own podcast again because he's just constantly calling into the BFO. I think he probably misses the little fatty cast. And it's time to start it up again. Big Fatty, could you pass that message on to him? Tell him to get off the bloody phone, get back into the studio, and squirt out another little fatty show, version 2.4. I mean, seriously, he's constantly calling into that fucking train wreck of a show. So, folks, this is actually episode, oh, here comes the heat. This is episode number 200 of the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. That means it's been 4 years that I've been doing this Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, 200 episodes, This is the end of my fourth year. Not that I'm looking for accolades or anything, but that's an interesting milestone, I think. 50 episodes a year. I'm still going to need to do the Christmas Day run. I guess we're going to have 201 episodes this year. I don't know, I guess, am I supposed to be thinking whether I should continue the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast? I did just invest in a new mic for the studio shows, so I guess we're going to continue doing this bloody nonsense. So, fear not, we're not going away. 2014 will bring yet another 50 episodes of the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. I am going to have to keep talking about this car. I was talking to Jimmy Bear last night on the Pink Wheel Nuts garage about our beautiful BMWs. I'm driving mine today with my steering wheel heat. Just a lovely machine. Such a solid engine, that 4.4 liter V8, just humming along, all kinds of torque, sticks to the road, solid like Methuselah's feet. Who had the feet in the Bible made of clay? Remember the idol that had the feet made of clay and the top was made of gold and the thing all fell apart? Who are the Christians who's listening to this? There was some lesson there about building a proper foundation. Then there was also the guy who built his house on the sand. The sand washed away when the tide came in and I don't know. I don't know all those Bible people. Calvin would know. Calvin from the Hello Waffles. Anyway, I guess I'm talking nonsense. I should, you know, I would attempt to look at my list, but the iPhone has such teeny tiny printing that I can't read the topics that are on my list, so I just gotta go off my brain. And I'm telling you people, my brain is not very reliable these days. Maybe I should just put on a song, shut the hell up, and you're going 200 episodes of this fucking nonsense. Why do I keep listening? Well, I don't know if I have any tidbits of wisdom for you. Just going through a tight bit of corners here, wet roads. One thing about this BMW, there is a lag. Unless you put it into sport mode, there's a bit of a lag in acceleration when you step on the pedal. So you have to think ahead. You have to accelerate before the corner's finished. If you want to get accelerating properly. But when it accelerates, it certainly does accelerate nicely. Especially being such a big, heavy car. Poor Peter G had to spend 2.5 hours in traffic getting home in Oakland. Well, I guess this is probably going to be the last Pink Wheel Nuts podcast before Christmas. So I guess I should do the gentlemanly thing and wish you all a merry fucking Christmas. So, merry fucking Christmas. I hope you're spending all your money in the lines, standing in line, getting all your crap, wrapping your presents. Well, I know I've talked to you about my father, dealing with my father, and his issues, looking after himself properly. I'll tell you one thing. Either me or my father are going to end up in the middle of the floor sucking on a binky, muttering incoherently. It's either going to be me or him. Oh dear people, dealing with my father. It's quite an experience to discover someone's no longer able to look after himself properly, helping him get his life back in order. It's been very, very difficult, very stressful. And you know, the other thing, it's very hard to figure out what programs, you know, what kind of assistance there is out there. Hunting down these public service programs is quite an effort. And there's no, you know, remember in the olden days, you used to be able to go to an office like the mental health. Oh, here's someone walking in the middle of the road. At least they're wearing a reflective jacket. Good God, man, it's dark out. You know, there doesn't seem to be any brick and mortar. Everything is done. I guess there's, you know, we can't afford to have these programs any longer because our government has pulled the financial rug out from underneath all of these programs. And you got to go through these stupid IVR telephone. Press 1 if your father is mentally insane. Press 2 if you're looking for healthcare premiums. You know. So it's been quite difficult actually locating the specific services that I think I need. So there's been that challenge. And of course, my dad lives an hour and a half away from me. Not that that's a big issue, but in order to help him, it's at least a 3-hour commitment just to get out then back again. It's been taking a lot of time and effort and head banging against the wall. So I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired of this. It's like, you know, fortunately for us homosexuals, we don't have to have kids. I've never really had any interest in having children. And now looking after my father, it just confirms for me that I don't know why people would have children. It's such a commitment. The responsibility of it all. I can't take it. Imagine, you know, you work for 18 years to get your kid grown up and teaching him values, and then they make, you know, this is my situation. You give your father or your child tools to look after themselves, but then they make some dumb decision or make mistakes. Oh, and if I had a kid that was doing that all the time, I gotta tell you, folks, this dealing with my dad right now, this has been extremely stressful. I can't. That's very hard to deal with. Man, if I had a kid, I don't know what I'd do. Oh, it's very frustrating. Well, anyway, guess I should go. This doesn't sound like a very positive episode number 200. Maybe this will be episode number 199B. I don't want my last episode of the year to be a downer. So, forget everything I said. Come back next week for another episode of the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. We'll have some fun. We'll go hooning around in the in the Porsche for one last romp of 2013. We'll call it episode number 200. Nobody tell anyone. And we'll just pretend. We'll just pretend that everything's okay. I am the Faye driver. Don't send me a Christmas card. I'll see you in a bit. Thank you for listening. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Can you tell I'm excited to go back to work? Like, listen to the glum. Oh, my dad. Oh, I gotta go back to work.